Luz, kaartı var mı? Kaartı var mı?
Salam bro.
Kaartı var mı?
Kaartı
var. Ne?
Hi, my name is Toby and I'm from Nigeria. I'm a student at Bournemouth Uni, and since I was born, I didn't leave my country until September 2019. Coming to Bournemouth, I realized that there's a huge difference between how things are done here and in my country. Today, I will highlight the differences between the transportation systems in both countries, Lagos and Bournemouth to be precise, and will ask two people which transportation system they prefer based on their experiences. First is Marcia, also a student from Ghana. She has been to Nigeria on some occasions. Second is Samantha, a lecturer at Bournemouth University and a Nigerian. The sounds you heard earlier were recorded while on both buses. The first one was recorded by my brother on his way to work back in Nigeria, while I recorded the second one here in Bournemouth. Okay, so basically, boarding the bus in Lagos is most of the time rough because everyone is always in a hurry. Things are done manually in terms of making payments and bus stop announcements by the conductors. Yeah, we have bus drivers and conductors. Most Nigerians care less about what's going on around them, and as a result, they are always aggressive and quick to anger. A major factor for this is traffic, recklessness of other drivers and money when making payment. On the other hand, boarding a bus in the UK is the exact opposite, even though I didn't quite get it at first because I was used to the manual system. Technology has by far played the big difference here, and the fact that people here are calm and patient. I like the system better, of course, now that I understand it, because it is not stressful and I know my life is not at risk. I say that because unlike the long buses that are used here, in Nigeria it is a small buses of 18 seats, and it's either there are no doors or they can't be closed, and that is putting the lives of those sitting by the door at risk on the highway. However, I miss getting on the bus in Lagos because I find all the drama entertaining. It's always an adventure. Now let's hear from our guests.
So my experience about picking public transportation in Lagos, I think first and foremost it's fun. Yes, because Lagos is like the smallest city with so many people, and when you get into a public transportation, it's like you're let into the world of so many people. There are those that are angry, there are those that are happy, there are those that are fighting with a conductor because of change issues, and most buses are supposed to take like three people on a seat, but they end up taking four or five. Yes, there was a time I was in a bus and we were like five people on a seat, and that was so uncomfortable. There was one time, yes, I was in the bus. This bus was just so old, and in place of the seats, they put in it was like sitting on the wood. So they had attached woods to the car, like just this wood, and made a seat out of the wood. And we were sitting in it, and it was very funny, like very, very funny, very uncomfortable. And so, yes, stuff like that really happens in Lagos. It's so different. I mean, first of all, when I came here, it was just so organized. And when I first got on the bus, I didn't know where I was going. I knew the name of where I was going. So in my mind, I was thinking, what am I going to do? How am I going to get off? And then I get into the bus. First of all, I noticed that payment here is just so easy. I mean, you give the driver the money and they're just extremely nice. And surprisingly, I hear that it's all computerized, where for each bus stop, they announce to you the previous and the next, which I thought was so cool. It's so different in terms of even the seating arrangements, the fact that, I mean, everybody has an individual seat and it's very organized, very conducive buses. And yeah.
Tell you the truth, I'll prefer the Nigerian one because it's very transactional over here. It's pay and you go sit down, you know. But with the conductor, there's an exchange, there's a conversation, and it enriches your daily experiences. So for me, I do prefer that. It also gives you an opportunity to understand how the other half lives. That's the world from which the conductor has come. So that in the little arguments you guys might have in terms of the quality of change he has given you, or how creased it is, or if he's delayed in giving you that change, it helps for cultural enrichment, because you get to know about him, and most likely I think he gets to know about you as well, because it's a meeting of cultures. So yeah, I do like the interpersonal exchanges that go on from there. I do not like the transactional, rather rigid but very effective. But that's not to say that the system in Nigeria is not effective, but it is quite traditional. The tradition of the conductor has remained over the years and over the decades, which shows that it works, which shows that even though the monies are not counted by some machine, it's a sustainable style of counting wherein the driver, even if he's cheated, might not be cheated to points of significance, if at all he's cheated. And I think it helps the calculation of the driver and the conductor very, very, very much, because they tend to know how much you have paid and what you'll be paid back. They don't need to write it down. It's all in their head. It shows a high level of calculation, a high level of intellectual capacity, that's a high level of a mathematical accuracy, mathematical understanding that's going on in their heads. So yes, I like it. I like that it stretches the human imagination. But we don't appreciate it very much over there until we come this way. I mean, I like the convenience of you coming in, paying for your ride and going to sit down.
Okay, thanks Marcia and Samantha for your contributions. I hope you have learned something new about the way of life of Nigerians. I recommend you take a trip there to be wowed by our food and culture. You'll love it.